To Thomas Pynchon regarding the crying of Lot 49. You wrote this slim volume, and then I wrote 111 pages about it in a dissertation I abandoned. 111 seems so significant as I randomly landed there, those binary singular numbers lined up so neatly like three straws. God damn you, Pynchon. You know, J. Cary Grant's companion to Lot 49 notes you use the word God 33 times in your novel. On purpose? Was that on purpose? I want to punch your reclusive face. Where are you, Pynchon? So I'll use the word God here 3 times, and then you can decide to what extent or in what capacity I may or may not believe in such notions as purpose and entropy in preterite versus elect. By the time I was done, I had underlined and starred in color-coded markings nearly every sentence of both Lot 49 and its companion, with comments in the margins such as origarai, lacan, countercultural symptom, commodity fetish, always ending with a question mark. I told my advisor I'd write about all your works, but I got obsessed with underground postal systems and Jacobean revenge tragedies, and Oedipus and I, we became one and the same. I was her in the flesh, which does not refer to communion wafers metonymically, unless it does so subconsciously, which it could, I suppose. Anything's possible in your world, Pynchon. You could mean so many things, couldn't you? You aren't just being cute, are you? You must mean something. What do you want to point out here, Pynchon? Why are you writing at all, Pynchon? I wrote about the massive axiological catastrophe that provides the normative context for this lived caricature of life, and wrote about the omnicontextual nature of reality and identity, and said that some people accept a consensual reality over a solipsistic or nihilistically paranoid one, but by page 111, I couldn't believe myself.